The first tale-teller I recall was a man who got down off a tired Canelo horse at our ranch in Live Oak County about sundown one fall evening. He was from up, away up the Nueces River. In the darkness, on the front gallery after supper, he got strung out on panthers. One about which he wove a tale would have eaten up a turkey hunter if the man had not had enough turkeys to feed the screaming, hungry brute, dropping them one by one at intervals on the ground while hastening through the brush to his horse tied at a barbed wire fence. This panther man, whose name I never did learn, shivered my timbers in a way from which I have never recovered or wished to recover. Many nights out on the front gallery with Papa, Mama inside with the endless work, I listened to an owl in the live oak saying, "I cook for myself, who cooks for you all?" We listened to the crickets and to the coyotes and to the wind from the gulf galloping in the treetops and to other components of silence. But on this night, only the panther man spoke, to my ears at least.